In the aftermath of the Cheta Egel, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath has been aroused, he wants to destroy the whole nation. Moshe begs him not to destroy the whole nation in one fell swoop. Hashem yields and says, okay, I won't do that, but this generation will not go in and will not be successful in seeing the land of Israel. I will kill them off in the Midbar. However, says Hashem, Perek Yedalad Pasuk Havdalad Avdi Kalev, he will be different, my servant Kalev. Ekef Haisaruach Acheres Imo, he had another spirit within him, and as a result, the Amale Acharai, he followed me, he didn't do the wrong thing. And as a result, I will reward him, says Hashem, Vaviosiv El Eretz Asher Ba Shama, I will bring him into that land of Israel, Vizaro Yorishena, and his descendants will inhabit that land. Wonderful, well-deserved, clearly for Kalev. And yet, the Pasuk brings out, really raises two obvious questions. The most obvious one being, what happened to Yehoshua? Why is he not mentioned here at all? Why is he ghosted? After all, it wasn't only Kalev. There were two heroic spies. 10 bad ones, but 2 good ones. Not only Kalev, what happened to Yehoshua? Why isn't he mentioned for award here in this Pasuk? And secondly, as Mefarshim already starting with Rashi note, what is this ambiguous, somewhat confusing, vague phrase, Ruach Acheres Imo, that Kalev was possessed by another spirit? What exactly does that mean? And if it merely means that he did the right thing, as opposed to the wrong thing, well, the very next phrase in the Pasuk is, the Amali Acharai, he followed me, he followed God. So that can't be what Ruach Acheres Imo means, because that would all be redundant. So what is going on? What's the Ruach Acheres, and how come Yehoshua is not mentioned here at all? In a remarkable interpretation, the Sefer Trumas Hakri, in the introduction to the Sefer Trumas Hakri, the Trumas Hakri is written by Yehuda HaKohen Heller, a great 18th century Gadol, who is the older brother of the more well-known Aryeh Leib HaKohen Heller, otherwise known as the Ktzos HaChoshen. Yes, this is the older brother of the Ktzos HaChoshen, and in fact, in most editions of the Ktzos HaChoshen, appended to the back is this smaller work known as the Truma Sakri from his older brother. So in the introduction to that Truma Sakri, again, an esoteric somewhat work or complicated work like the more well-known Ktzos HaChoshen on the laws of Choshen Mishpat, commercial law, and the like. So in his introduction there, he's not discussing the technical details of halacha, choshen mishpat. He's discussing very beautiful and profound hashkafic and agadic ideas. So there, towards the beginning of the introduction, the Truma Sakri gives the following explanation. He says, we know from Chazal, Rashi already mentioned it at the beginning of the Parsha in Pasuk Yigimel, that Moshe, at the outset, before the mission even began, Moshe davened for Yehoshua. As Rashi tells us from Chazal, Moshe davened a short but powerful and poignant tefillah, Ka Yoshiacha Me'atzas Meraglim. Moshe had a premonition that bad things would happen, and he davens to Hashem that you should save Yehoshua from this terrible idea that the Meraglim, the bad Meraglim, are going to have. And as a result, in fact, his tefillah is successful, and Hoshea, his given name, is changed permanently and forever to what we now know him as Yehoshua. That extra yud symbolizing that God was with him, Yatziyat and Shmaya, and in fact explains the Trumas Hakri. What this means is that when Yehoshua went into Eretz Yisrael with the other Meraglim, he was totally protected as a result of Moshe's bracha. He had no Yetzer Hara. He had no temptation to follow them, the Meraglim. He couldn't even fake it if he wanted to. He was completely separated from them, emotionally, psychologically, totally impervious to the other Meraglim's design and evil plans. However, Kalev's situation was quite different. He never got a bracha from Moshe. Why he didn't? Separate question. But he never got a bracha, and therefore he entered the land of Israel without the Siyata Shemaya, without the divine protection that was protecting Yehoshua. And therefore, says the Truma Sakri, in fact, without that, it was hard for him. He was tempted. He may have felt the pressure to go along, to get along. After all the other Meraglim, 10 of them, are pushing him, pressuring him. And whatever reasons they were tempted, he may have been tempted as well. He struggled with this, says the Truma Sakri. That's why Chazal tell us that on his own, he separated from the group and decided to go to Hebron and to the Maris HaMachpelah, and he davened there that he should be able to be successful and avoid the temptation. He was successful. But the reason he went to Hebron, the reason he had to daven, was because he was feeling tempted. He was struggling with what was the right thing to do. As a result, says the Truma Sakri, by him overcoming his temptations, the pressures, and his struggles, hu moshel ben afsho, he overcame an incredible thing, v'zu avodah Gidola. It was an incredible accomplishment that despite the temptations and pressures that he did feel, unlike Yoshua, he was able to overcome them. That, says the Truma Sakri, is the pshat in our pasuk, Ruach Acheres Imo. What does that mean? He was possessed of another spirit? Yes, he felt, you know, had a spirit, so to speak. There was an intuition, an instinct within him to do the right thing. But Ruach Acheres Imo, he also had another spirit inside of him, tempting him, pulling him to the dark side to do the wrong thing. He was struggling with two different things. He had a Ruach Acheres. Therefore, it was hard for him. He struggled. But because he overcame that, that was an incredible, incredible accomplishment. And that is why he deserved this special reward to be singled out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Truma Sakri concludes, Lefum Tzara Agra. Because he struggled more, he had a greater reward. And that's what Ruach Acheres means, and that's why Yehoshua is not mentioned here, because Yehoshua did the right thing, but really had no temptation, had no Yetzer Hara to overcome, and therefore did not have a great struggle. It wasn't a great accomplishment, therefore does not deserve any special reward. And what we see from here is the Maila and the virtue of the struggle, of religious struggle. Now, we don't go looking for struggle, we don't go looking for tests or temptations, but nor should we be scared off by them, nor should we be depressed if we see ourselves struggling. After all, that is part of religious life for almost everybody. Very, very few people are Yehoshua. We're not really even supposed to be. But we can all be Kalev. We all have a Ruach Acheres. We all have our temptations, we all have our struggles. But through our own efforts, and that includes davening, like Kalev modeled for us, we can overcome those temptations. We also could be Moshe Benafshenu, and that will truly be a great accomplishment and Avodah Gedolah.